Okay, so my name is Wolf. I'm staying here in front of this most renowned name who changed the world.
Sure, Scott Havens, SVP of Digital for Time Inc., formerly president of The Atlantic, been here for 5 months, and overseeing the news, sports, entertainment, and business categories for Time Inc., and really trying to change the culture and help transform Time Inc. from a traditional magazine company into a digital multimedia powerhouse.
We love that effort because many of these problems we have here in Germany are very similar to what you have been doing here in the U.S. Now, what do you think are the major challenges you're going to be confronted with since you've been starting here at Time Inc.?
Well, I think the biggest challenge we have is a difficult advertising environment, frankly. Print advertising is shifting, and it's shifting not necessarily just to us, but to Facebook and Google and many others. It's shifting into video. We have to support so many different platforms now that the business has become very, very complicated, and we don't necessarily have all the right talent in all the right places to deal with that, with the industry and the changes that we're facing. So I think it's we've got to get the right people in. We've got to get the right organizational structure. We've got to make sure that we're allocating capital to the right places. And then we got to quicken the pace. We got to move fast because digital moves so fast. You can't wait 6 months to make a decision or a year to make a decision. So I think the key thing is really dealing with the ad market and the slide in newsstand and print. These are secular trends. As people move to devices, we all face it. It's just the answers are not clear cut.
Yeah, I agree. And because you invite us coming up here from Germany, you think there are some special lessons we should get out of you, or maybe the other way around. Maybe we have some special impact which may be of interest for you.
I don't know how much you can learn from me. I would love to learn more from you guys. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to talk too much, and I don't know much about the German market. But I do think, at the end of the day, I think our markets are very similar, more similar than different. So there's probably a lot of sharing and collaboration that could be done across continents because we're both facing some of the same issues.
First of all, and last thing is, we really appreciate, because in this talk here, you've been very open and clear and precise about things which are going to happen. What do you think, or what do you even feel, will be the most important challenges we have to be confronted with?
I think the fact that people do not necessarily spend as much time with print media and magazines in particular, in the magazine business, as they do now on their smartphones and their devices. And those devices keep changing. And that makes it difficult for us to produce content and sell advertising for the ever-changing screen size and the way that consumers consume. And they also find content now, not necessarily through the mail, but through Facebook and Twitter, who are taking really owning that discovery mail. And so we have to adjust significantly our business. Different platforms and different ways that they find us, that's a huge challenge. I think those are very, very common between what's going on in Europe and what's going on here. There are no simple answers to dealing with any of it. So that's my...
Well done, we're on the end of the show, because it's what's called an event that we have the chance here. You have any last words to say or to praise or to amend to what I've been saying? You just have a minute or two to do so.
No, I can say is it's exciting to be in this industry to help transform it. It's the internet has really disrupted all of media, and will continue to do so. But I find, if you're an optimist and you find it fascinating, it's a great place to be. It's a great challenge. It's not going to be easy by any stretch. And I think the more that we can work together between continents and businesses to share learnings, I think the better off we'll all be. I think a rising tide lifts all boats. And we are in it together, especially against some strong forces, both technological and also business forces.
Thank you very much.